How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People. Today I want to share an idea that can help you discover what type of mind you have. And here I will describe how the mind can be of three types. The first type of mind is a mind that has a wrong thought followed by a wrong thought. And here a wrong thought is just a thought that makes you feel uncomfortable, that is self-punishing. And the second type of mind is a mind that has a wrong thought followed by a right thought. And here a right thought is an empowering thought, a thought that's grounded in wisdom, in truth, in self-knowledge. And then the third type of mind is a mind that has a right thought followed by a right thought. We all want that, right? And here, this just to describe the general and predominant thought process and train of thought that you have throughout your day. So what I want you to do for the next week or so is to just, many times throughout your day, just to stop and observe and really notice what it is that you're actually thinking in this very moment. And what I want you to do is first to locate yourself in time and space. And the way you do this is by first just bringing awareness to the sensation of your body, because your body is always in the now. So this is a way to ground your attention in the now. And from this place, once you've grounded your attention in your body, to just stop and notice what's going on in your inner space. And by grounding your attention on your body, this allows you to make a more of an objective observation. And another key point is to not judge or condemn anything that you observe, what you observe. Because the tendency is whenever we see something that we don't like, we immediately judge it. But as soon as you do this, this will stop your objective observation, and then you are just caught up back in that vicious circle, that vicious loop. So try your best to just keep your attention and awareness on the sensation of your body as you make your observation, because like I mentioned, if you judge what you observe, your observation has come to an end, and now it becomes mainly a mental thing. And after a week or so, you should have enough material that you will be able to determine what is your predominant train of thought, what type of mind that you have. And I also want you to have the understanding that this is purely for our self-knowledge. This experiment that we're doing, this is for our personal growth. And I also want you to make the connection that of how your life has unfolded, and try to see how the type of mind that you have, how has that determined how your life has unfolded. So if you are like most people, you may come to find that you are of the first type of mind, which is to say that you mainly have a negative thought process. And if this is you, please do not beat yourself over it, because like I mentioned, this is for our own self-knowledge, for our own growth. So if you approach it from the right point of view, this can actually, this is a great thing, because now if you are honest and sincere, this realization can be quite a shock to the system, because maybe in your mind you didn't think you were a negative person. So this can provide the inner motivation, the will to try to maybe change what you're doing, and maybe it will help you to find a teacher or a book that can help you think rightly. So this is a very significant point in your life. This is actually a good thing, which can help you then to make the transition to the second type of mind, which I mentioned earlier, which is a mind that has a wrong thought followed by a right thought. Because now what you're doing is you're introducing a second thought current, which is mainly of a positive nature, once you learn to think rightly. But the problem is that we're a creature of habits, so our negative way of thinking has a lot of momentum behind it. So now you will be introducing another thought current, and these two thought currents will be in limbo. They'll be fighting each other. So this will start to initiate a conscious struggle within you. And after a long time of infusing your awareness, of bringing awareness to your thought process, you will start to develop a lot of self-knowledge. You will start to gain a lot of material. And what I want you to do, once you reach this point of where you're battling these two thought currents, then I want you to bring the awareness of when you observe that you have a wrong thought. So between the wrong thought and the right thought, I want you to introduce a big no to it. Say no to the wrong thought. So you're going to start to intellectually say no to it, because you now understand where that leads you. So you're going to start to say no to it. So then after a while, something miraculous will start to happen, of where, let's say, a higher awareness starts functioning within you, where now it's not an intellectual thing where you say intellectually no to the wrong thought. Something has taken over you. Let's say higher awareness, higher intelligence that is operating from a higher vantage point is able to say no to this wrong thought automatically, without you even thinking about it and saying no to it. It's not an intellectual thing now. And this is a huge milestone in your personal journey. And this is a big milestone because now you are starting to head into the third type of mind, like I said, having a right thought followed by a right thought. So after much practice and after much self-discipline, you can arrive at the third type of mind, of where just automatically you have a right thought followed by a right thought, and that's just your predominant way of being in the world. And reaching this, you know, for most people, this will be enough. This will dramatically improve their life in all facets. Because just as an example, let's say you encounter an old situation, an old circumstance, that the old you would have reacted in a certain way, in a negative way, which would have led you to just to experience a lot of heartache. But now, because you've changed your the type of mind that you have, you now react, or more so you respond in a more intelligent and more conscious way. So this is amazing, this is huge. But if you are of the very rare type, and even if your worldly life is functioning and doing great, and you still don't feel completely satisfied, just continue to infuse your life with awareness. Continue to try to be more aware, more alert, because if you are of this type, you can get to the point of where you go even beyond the third type of mind that I mentioned, to reach a place of no mind. And this place of no mind is just where you are functioning from pure presence, from pure awareness, from the eternal silent witness. And this is a life where you just live mainly off intuition. And because you've transcended thought, you can use the mind when you need to use it, so you can jump in and out of the mind as needed. So if you need to use the mind to communicate, then you can use thought, and it's no problem. But as soon as thought is not needed, you can just return back to just resting in your eternal presence. And living from this space, I mean, it's can't even put into words, you know, it's everything that you read in the spiritual books and your home. So, I mean, there's not much else to say, you know. And if you're even of the more even rare type than that, then you can even go beyond that to realizing the absolute. So I hope you enjoyed this video. If you enjoy these short videos, please subscribe. And I would really appreciate if you can help me out and share on social media. Just the format of these videos that I have is, whenever I have an idea or a thought that just pops out of nowhere, I will just give my unscripted commentary on it as it arises in the moment. And if you enjoy, then I will continue to make these videos for you. So I hope everyone's doing great. I'm doing great. I just wish you guys the best. And if you have any other ideas, thoughts, or comments, please leave them below. And I look forward to hearing from you. Take care and God bless. Peace.